Today, I will be interviewing my grandmother, Virginia Salas, age 64. Hello, thank you for taking the time to let me interview you.
It is a pleasure. I'm glad to help.
Okay, let's start. What's your full name?
Virginia Lydia Salas.
When and where were you born?
I was born in January 22nd, 1954, in Havana, Cuba.
What were your earliest memories of your home in Cuba?
Honestly, my mother is spanking me after talking back to her, but I think that's too inappropriate for an interview for school.
No, it's fine.
Okay, great.
What games did you play as a child?
Baseball.
Seriously?
Yes, it was fun for me.
All right. Did you enjoy going to school?
At times, yes, but mostly I went because I had to.
What was your first job?
I was a teacher for special needs children in Cuba.
Did you have any other jobs?
Yes, one, but I don't think it's appropriate enough to talk about in your interview.
Oh? What is this mystery job?
Don't tell anyone but this. I was a criminal. Just kidding. A real estate agent, which was illegal in Cuba.
Okay, moving on. How has the world changed?
I don't know. People went from racist to being less racist.
That's it? Come on, you gotta be a little more perceptive to what's going on around you than that.
What do you want me to tell you? Times have changed for both the better and for the worse.
Okay, let's talk history. How was it like living through Castro's dictatorship? How did it affect you?
It was terrible. Misery all around. He had promised us democracy, but instead we got a dictator who obligated us to blindly follow him. If you protested, you were going to be locked up. My father did exactly that, and he was arrested. He was a political prisoner, you know? I was 3 when he was arrested, and by the time he was released, I was an adult with a 4-year-old child. My oldest sister was also a political prisoner.
Wow. How did you come to America?
I came on a boat, and not just any boat. I came on the Mariel boat lift.
Okay, what is the Mariel boat lift?
It was in the 1980s. A mass amount of Cubans were fed up with Castro's ways. And, you know, we emigrated to the U.S. on a boat lift known as the Mariel boat lift. This was how your mother and I came to America. A majority of those immigrants were criminals and psychopaths, though. So this had to be stopped by the current U.S. president. Anyways, are we done yet? I'm on the verge of falling asleep. I'm snoring like I do in the morning.
Don't worry, abuela. We're about to finish. Only a couple questions left.
Great. Carry on with the interview then.
Okay, thanks. Who's the oldest relative you remember? What do you remember about them?
My grandmother, she was very kind and loving. I didn't have many memories of her, though. And, you know, she died when I was very young.
Okay, that's it.
Well, can I continue watching my soap opera now? I'm in the middle of the climax, you know?
What programs do you like to watch?
Oh, I like to watch soap operas, you know, my novelas. But it's not like, you know, the old times. I like to watch I Love Lucy. That's a really nice program. Que Pasa USA. Oh, and cartoons. Like Tom and Jerry, Garfield, The Big Fat Cat.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me interview you.
Thank you for listening. It's nice to have conversations with people you rarely converse with. It was nice spending time with you. Now, can you move out of my way? You are blocking the show.
Sure. Enjoy your show.